December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
The Japanese naval officer who planned the attack and commanded the fleet was Isoroku Yamamoto. He was also one of Japan's foremost proponents of combined sea and air power. Yamamoto didn't want to fight a war with the U.S. For that reason, he opposed signing the Tripartite Pact with Germany and Italy in 1940. However, once it became clear that war was inevitable, he insisted that the American fleet at Pearl Harbor had to be destroyed if Japan was to have a free hand in the Pacific. Yamamoto was punctual to a fault, and this trait would later prove to be his downfall. Unbeknownst to the Japanese, the U.S. had broken one of the key Japanese naval codes prior to the Battle of Midway. Following Midway and other setbacks in the Pacific, Yamamoto planned a tour of his forward bases to boost morale. One of Yamamoto's aides transmitted the commander's schedule to all of the Japanese bases he would be visiting, using the same code the Americans had broken a year earlier. The U.S. decoded the message and planned the longest fighter intercept mission in history. On April 18, 1943, a squadron of P-38 Lightnings took off from Guadalcanal to ambush Yamamoto's plane over Bougainville. True to form, Yamamoto was right on schedule. The Americans pounced, shooting down five Zeros in the Betty bomber co-piloted by Yamamoto. Thus, the architect of the attack on Pearl Harbor and commander-in-chief of the Japanese combined fleet met his death not at sea, but in the air.